I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Well, now we head over to Hamlin County. Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer in fishing in your county. Anything standing out?
Yeah, there's definitely, with the nice weather, a lot more people coming out and enjoying the resource for Hamlin County. Seen plenty of people on Ponset, definitely fishing from shore. It's been, you know, a pretty good bite. Guys up in that Stone Bridge, Saarinen's access, Alamos access, even over by the state park access. You know, guys are just lining up in the evenings. You know, the size of fish have been ranging all over the place. I've seen some nice fish, but a lot of people are seeing a lot of little fish too. I mean, even under the 14-inch fish, which is good to see. A lot of guys are saying majority of the fish they could be pulling in could be about that 10, 11 inches, which part of the fish that we do want to be throwing back, those are the ones that are going to continue to grow. We do need to kind of start thinning out those 14 and a half, so to make, you know, make room for those up-and-coming fish.
Over on Albert or Clear Lake by Thomas?
Albert, there's been a handful of people fishing it. I did not get a chance to get over there and talk to people. But I'm sure with, you know, with the amount of boats that are over there, you know, they're chasing that larger walleye class that's in that lake. You know, and I don't know what the success rate is over there right now, but, you know, that bite, and, you know, there's still plenty of fish out there. And that bite just, it's going to be a matter of time before that really takes off again like it did last year.
Well, with the current, Clear Lake, I was going to say, Dan, with the current coming into Ponset, Mary John and where Norden dumps in, that whole chain of lakes there could have, you know, any size fish in them really right now.
Yeah, definitely with the high water, I think we're sitting about 2 foot over of, you know, what normal high water mark is. So, you know, other lakes that aren't seeing a lot of pressure like John and Mary would be good lakes to be trying right now, because a lot of them fish are going to swim up the stream, and as the water comes down, they're going to get caught in those lakes. And so those are going to be really good lakes to try. I just haven't seen a whole lot of people try it as of right now. So.
And then Clear Lake by Thomas, high water, probably not good for access.
Yep. The last time I was up there, definitely some high water. Looks like, or the frost is coming out, but the boats and vehicles for shore fishermen that have been parking there have really tore it up. So definitely use some caution. You know, don't rip it up any more than it has to right now. The crew has been notified of it, so hopefully sooner than later, we'll get back in there, smooth it out, get some good gravel put back down, and get it usable again. So. But other than that, for success over there, guys are seeing, you know, pulling out a, you know, occasional walleye here and there in the evening hours. So.
Good. Well, Dan Sternhagen out of Esteline, Hamlin County Conservation Officer, thank you. Now we head out to Chamberlain, talking to pro guide Gary Allen. And Gary, how's the fishing been? What's the pattern over the last few days?
The pattern's been, you know, we've been having pretty good luck out here on the walleyes. We've been having pretty good luck on smallmouth. Today I've got a group out from Nebraska, and we're up on sharp fish for smallmouth bass today. But I was out yesterday, and we had pretty good luck on walleye. So, yeah, the walleye bite on Francis Case and Sharp has been pretty good.
I guess it's been pretty tough for walleyes further up coming out of Pier down on Sharp, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been pretty tough up in the north country up on Oahu, but our lakes down here have been doing really good. We've been busy with our guide service and stuff, and we've been limiting our people out every day. We've had really, really good fish. And the walleyes have kind of went to a straight hook and a bottom bouncer with about a four-foot snail. Kind of got off the jigs right now. So that's kind of the way we're fishing for smallmouth. We've been taking some trophy smallmouth out of Lake Sharp up here, and that's kind of what we're looking for today. Yesterday I was out and caught an 18.5-inch smallie and a 19.5-inch smallmouth, along with quite a number of them. So that's what we're doing today.
Now, are they hanging around dead timber or near the beds, or what stage are the smallies?
We're catching them up on the shorelines in shallow. You know, in that the last one we caught two smallies so far. We've only been out for about probably 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
They were taken out of about 8 to 9 feet of water.
Okay.
And we just kind of came out of that and had a drop-off in about 15 feet.
Good. Well, Gary Allen.
Fish is good out here, so you can relay the message, I guess, on your on your radio station, we'll relay it out that walleyes are going good here at Chamberlain, and smallmouth bass are going good. It's our time of the year is right now.
Okay, Gary Allen at the Hillside Chamberlain, thank you. Now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, visiting right now with Kyle Lenzner, conservation officer, and Kyle helping out also over in Clark County. But around Watertown, some walleyes being caught?
Yep, guys are doing pretty decent around Watertown. I mean, just about any of the lakes you go to, you can usually at least catch one walleye a night. It seems like Pelican and Kapuska have been the busiest. They're just because they're the closest to town, easiest to access, and guys are doing fairly decent at both of them, having decent success. A lot of walleyes getting caught, not a lot of keepers being caught, but a lot of, I mean, they're doing pretty good on the smaller ones, so, and okay. When I say smaller, I mean that 12 to 14,
yeah.
15 would be on the bigger side. A few bigger fish getting caught at both lakes, when the bigger fish would be that 24, 25 plus inches.
Okay.
Goose Lake, guys are getting a few out there. Those seem to be some healthy fish. Those are in that 16 to 20 inches. So, I mean, most of the fish that are getting caught are decent fish and look healthy. So,
Kyle, is that water, is that Northwest Road, the Grover Tar Road, is that still underwater?
Yep, that's still underwater there, so
okay.
All we ask is, guys, just make sure you're not blocking that road. We understand the road's underwater, but still just park off to the, get as far off the road as possible or use that parking lot that's there for the boat.
Yeah. Grass Lake, has anybody tried that to see if there's anything in there alive?
I know guys that have been trying it. It sounds like it's a little difficult, sure. From even in the waders, it's a little difficult. It's a little weedy out there.
Yeah.
I haven't seen too much of fish being caught, but I know this spring there were some walleye and northern running out of there. So
good.
It looks like it didn't winter kill. It looks like those fish are still alive. Don't know where they hid this winter to make it through, but
yeah.
Looks like some fish at least made it through the winter, just haven't seen anybody have any luck catching them yet.
Dry Lake by Florence, that lake is probably up and easier to get a boat in now?
It is. I haven't seen a boat out there yet, but the lake level is up. Guys are getting some walleye out there. Once again, it's just like the Pelican and Kapuska, a lot of littler fish with a few nicer ones mixed in.
Yeah. Stink Lake or Long Lake?
Seen some activity there, not too much yet, though. So.
Okay.
Usually those two are the last ones for the ice to go out, so they're usually a little cooler than the rest of the lakes are, and they're a little bit further behind on the bite.
Well, Kyle Lenzner, conservation officer out of the Watertown office, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
And let me see, Don Fiersted here with some additional outdoor information. The East River deer season was set. It'll be from November 17th through December 2nd. Antlerless only deer hunting dates run December 8th through the 16th. There'll be 2,100,075 one-tag license, 5,252 tag. The muzzleloader deer hunting season runs from December 1st through January 1st. And West River deer, the deer hunting season to run November 10th through the 25th out there. Other outdoor information, the open house and free fishing weekend is next weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 18th through the 20th. Also, kids 15 and under can join in for the fishing pier to kick off summer with the fishing derby. This will be at Oakwood State Park, and that will be at noon. Weigh-in and door prizes all at 2 o'clock. And again, that will be coming up on May 19th at Oakwood. Also, the Dakota Sportsman's Walleye Fishing Tournament, Eric Wingy's Memorial, that Saturday, June 9th on Lake Ponset, that's filling up. Still entries available, 80-team limit, entry fee $150. We do have your official entry forms here in our entryway at the radio station. Also, more teams are needed for Saturday, June 10th. The Whelan Marine Angler Young Angler Fishing Program $150 entry fee, and we do have those entrance exams or entry forms right here at our radio station. Also openings in the 38th annual Big Stone Walleye Classic out of Hartford Beach, and that is June 16th. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell, and locally here in Watertown, are you doing some more stocking?
Yeah, we'll be. We put northern pike in Bramble Park Pond, the one right below the hospital, basically at Ant Hill. Northern pike were stocked there Monday, and then we'll be putting northern pike out at Redland, the South Pond, as well today. So the pike are there, and then also the trout, Third Avenue, as well as the North Redland Pond. So plenty of opportunities for people to go out and utilize some fish close to home. Hopefully we'll get some white bass in a couple of those ponds as well in the next couple of weeks.
And that northern pond that is straight north, you know, a quarter or eighth of a mile from the Third Avenue Pond, is that open now to anyone or still kids?
No, it's open to anyone that wants to fish. As long as you're old enough, you got to have a license. So 16 and up, you're going to have a fishing license. Anyone under 16 can fish without a license, but it is open to anybody that wants to fish.
And maybe over in Clark County, Reed Lake, it's sometimes popular this time of the year, but maybe there's a snag with the, or the ramp is not going to exist anymore.
Right. Our lease on that ramp is ending here soon. So I believe today they're going to start taking that ramp out. So until we find another place to put a ramp on Reed Lake, the access will be through Round Lake. So there's a channel going through there, and you should be able to still get a boat through there. So if you want to fish Reed, you're going to have to launch off of Round Lake and go through there.
And that's dependent on high water or normal full levels will gain access, or do you not know that?
Right. Right now, you know, the water's high enough that you can get through there pretty easily.
Okay.
You know, if we go through a couple drought years, it may be get tough. And hopefully by then we'll have some access on Reed again.
Well, as far as the spawning crews out at the river, northeast South Dakota and southeast, how's that all progressing or is it over?
Yeah, we finished up with all the spawning last Friday. Really good year. Right about 140 million eggs were taken in the state. I believe up in the northeast, it was just over 55 million. The southeast, just over 55 million eggs taken. So eastern South Dakota had a really good showing in the number of eggs taken. You know, things progressed really well, really quick, actually, as far as the spawn goes. I think this is the first I've seen where we've taken that many eggs in a four-day period. So it was really good.
Well, as far as the fishing, are things tough on the main lakes or any good walleye bite or northern bite any place in Day County?
You know, I'm starting to hear about a few walleyes being caught, mainly people fishing from shore. Haven't seen a whole lot of boat activity. I guess on Lynn Lake there has been a little bit of some fish caught up there, some really nice fish. And I believe tonight is a tournament up on Lynn. Glacial Lakes Walleyes is having that tournament tonight. So I expect to see some pretty nice fish come out of that lake this evening. But yeah, overall, I'd say we're just to the point where water temps are upper 50s, around 60 degrees. So I think that bite's really going to start taking off for walleyes here in the next week or so.
And it reminds me of Amston Dam, of the 81 ponds, and of course Lynn Lake, where muskies are statewide. That's a catch and release all the time, full time now, isn't it?
Right. That regulation went into effect on April 30th, so it's a totally catch and release. Any muskies that's in the state of South Dakota, so that includes the few tiger muskies that you're going to find out in the Missouri River that are still there, or some of the West River impoundments. So any muskie or, you know, tiger muskie, which is a cross between a muskie and a northern pike, is going to be catch and release.
And are most all the ramps in all the other lakes in Day County now?
They're getting there. The crews have been working pretty hard on getting those ramps in. There's a few that had some buckled ramps, so they need to do a few repairs on the planks, so those may not be done yet. And I think a few up in Marshall County aren't quite to that point yet, but overall I'd say the majority of the ramps are in now.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese, and in talking to Brian Blackwell, your crew had a really good year on the spawn, too, and wrapped all that up, what, earlier this week?
Yeah, we finished up last Friday. In fact, the whole eastern South Dakota pulled nets, and most of the lakes we were on, the walleyes were spawned out. Brush Lake, the Oakwood, Sinai always seems to be a little bit behind. Of course, it's so deep, and that seemed to be right in the middle of the spawn when we quit. But yeah, we had our best year ever since I've been there, taking over 50 million eggs. Unfortunately, that Region 4 came on strong in the end and nipped us right at the end. Well, that was a little bit of a hard pill to swallow, but it was a good year. Right now, it seems like folks are struggling a little to catch fish. I've heard of a couple of good reports off of Thompson, but it's not that typical shore fishery for this time of year. They had a big tournament out there on the weekend, and they caught fish for that. People I know who pre-fished that caught fish, but they were pulling plugs and fishing out in a little bit deeper water, at least that 8-10 feet, more of a late May, early June pattern, and catching fish out there. And they said it was kind of a struggle. There's a lot of filamentous algae floating around, so that's kind of tough. A little bit closer to Brookings, it's been pretty quiet. Some guys were out on Albert and picked up a fish or two and a white bass, but kind of slow there, not getting any reports. Oh, I did. While we were spawning, a guy had picked up a few fish on the Oakwoods, but I ran into Gordy West and Rick Small, and they said they had one walleye to the boat, and that was it. So it's got to be pretty tough out there.
Well, it is right on and after the spawn, maybe a time of rest, but we get a few nice days in a row. I'm sure things will take off. Dave Lucchese, biologist with the Game Fish and Parks out of Brookings and Sioux Falls, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.